Fine. Everything will be fine. Mikey, how are you?
I love your shirt. Like, I'm
Thank
sorry,
you.
podcast non-video people, but Sawyer is wearing an awesome shirt right now.
Thank you so much. I
Yeah.
really like
Should
it.
we leave it as like a incentive for people to watch the video and have me not describe it? Or
I
shall
think
I
like
describe it?
you can describe it and then I can put a link in the show notes.
So it's a shirt with the font of the Friends TV show, but it says the word fighters instead of the word friends, and you see a nice friendly like a portrait or a picture of Akuma. I see Cammy, I see Ken, and I see Ryu and Chun-Li and another person.
That's Yuri, I believe.
Yuri.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a
Yeah.
Yeah, you kids these days with your new Street Fighter people. And it's them all hanging out and drinking. It's an awesome shirt. Very
It's a good
nice.
one. It's a good one. It's a good one. I like a look, I'm nothing if not a child of the hipster 2000, so I like a mashup.
That's you.
Yeah. I think and we're out of that era long enough now that I can consider that to be like an aesthetic that's okay to
Right.
Own a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah, no, go for it. Go for it.
So
Like,
before we start, I'm gonna annoy you a little bit here. Before we start and talk about, I think we're gonna talk about Zelda. Although if we end up not talking about Zelda, this will be a fun little mistake to fix. But before we start, I saw you put out an Instagram story this morning where you were making an espresso, getting ready for the podcast, which I appreciate. Because And I wanted to ask, what the hell is that device?
Oh God.
What is
Okay,
that?
so
Look, is this Welcome to You Chose Poorly, a podcast about
yes.
being wrong? And we often talk about various dongles and hardware and software that we're into that we go, is this the right thing for my life? And so I see this espresso machine that you have, which is quite the apparatus. So you walk me through this. Tell me about I've never seen anything like this machine before.
Okay, so let's talk about the machine before we talk about me. So the machine, or so I said this to my wife when she asked about the machine. I said, "It's not the machine, I'm the machine." Because it's a manual espresso maker that you use with your hands and your weight and your strength to push the water through the coffee bed to make espresso. It's called the Flair Classic. Flair is this company that makes these manual espresso makers of various, like, entry level up all the way up to the highest end. And this one is the Flair Classic. It's their first one, which I got on sale on Amazon, with a bunch of other accessories. And it makes espresso by you do all the espresso prep things, and then instead of pressing a button to make a machine pressurize water through it, you use your hands and your weight and pull down a lever, or a lever if you're European, a lever down to push the water through the bed, and
Okay.
it produces genuine espresso. That's
Okay.
what it is. So espresso is just to be even more annoying, espresso is a way of brewing coffee. It's
Huh.
the yeah. So
And you like this product.
yeah, this is a show. This could be a show. So I'm gonna try to not have it be a show. I love this product, Sawyer. I
Okay.
love it.
Okay.
I love it. It
It
took me
sounds
a
a
while.
it sounds a bit like take the general design idea of an AeroPress and then just go bigger and like more pressure.
Like,
Right?
make
Is
it,
that
yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Get the AeroPress and then align it with the mathematics and the physics of actual espresso, and that's what happens. Yeah. I mean, I don't know if that's the idea of
Yeah,
the whoever
that's
made
kind of
it, but
that's what you get out of it.
yeah, that's what it is. Yeah.
And
I
so
love it, Sawyer.
I wanted to And I appreciated your video, this beautiful slow-mo. I'm assuming you're using the slow-mo feature on your iPhone to take this video.
No,
No?
no,
It's just
no, no, no,
that was
no,
real
real
life,
time.
that slow-mo.
Yeah, that's real
Wow.
life. Yeah, I feel gross right now, by
Why
the
do you feel
way,
gross?
because
Because you're
I
living your life in slow-mo?
am no, I am aware of how all of this sounds. That's why.
What?
Hey,
You
just
got yourself
like,
a fussy coffee maker. That's not that
yeah.
weird.
It's not that weird. You're right. I mean, considering who I'm talking to and considering maybe your audience, it's not that
Yeah.
weird. But like, it's extremely f no one needs to make espresso at home. That's number one. Number two, no one needs to make espresso that way at home. So making espresso and making it that way is a choice. So this is a choice that I'm making, that I'm very happy to make. But I just know it's very othery. It's very I have othered myself here, and I'm aware of people. I'm aware of how the general public would like how it's a weird thing. It's not a thing. Like coffee people suffer from suffer. They don't suffer, but coffee people are perceived to be very elitist community,
Sure.
and I'm so aware of it, and I'm really I just try to not dive in too much. But says the guy who just used the manual espresso machine. So I don't know what I'm saying. I'm just saying I love it. I love it.
May I ask for a quick comparison
Of course.
between espresso machines? So, like, I've never owned the only espresso machine I own is an AeroPress. So, oh no, I own a Moka pot, which gets you some of the way there, but it, not quite, right? It's a diff You end up with a different product out of a Moka pot than you do out of an espresso machine, but they're like similar kind of strengths. But I do know that you can buy for not that much money, and I don't know how much this medieval thing you're using costs. But like I know that like for like $200 or something like that, you can get like a Nespresso machine, right? And so like if you could let me know like what's the difference between like an
Oh God.
inexpensive small little Nespresso machine and the guillotine style thing that you have. Yeah.
Okay.
Like this is where we get fussy.
Yes, this is where we get fussy, and now I know where I'm about to go. So I
Okay.
want to say I'm not gonna like a just giant disclaimer here. I'm learning all of these things. These are not opinions that hold true like in my soul. Okay,
Yeah.
so what I'm gonna do is say what I have learned. This is not like my own internalized fussy or snobbery. How about that? This is acquired snobbery. Okay, so this is just to like so we don't get angry threads from people. Or from my wife. Okay, so espresso is a very specific thing, apparently. So I can't go into the whole origin thing, but it's fast coffee and super high pressure. So that's what espresso is. Which means only very specific machines can actually do, quote, real espresso. And then there are like espresso adjacent, to use Peter Rosenberg parlance, espresso adjacent coffees like Nespresso, which
Yeah.
also uses pods and uses a tiny hole and pressure to manufacture or to come up with similar pressures as real espresso to produce an espresso-like cup of coffee.
Yeah.
Then there's the AeroPress, which, if we're gonna go with the original definition, is not as is technically not espresso. Yeah. Is that
Yeah.
an Ember mug, by the way?
Yes.
I love it. So that's another thing.
Yeah,
That's for another show.
we can talk about this if you
Yeah.
want to.
Sure. We have to talk about Zelda, but sure. There's a lot today. So AeroPress is another way to brew coffee. It's decidedly by the community, not by me. Not espresso. It's a different kind of brewing method altogether. It's a different classification of brew. And the mocha pot is what people say is similar to espresso, but it's also not, just because it doesn't follow the same physics or math or whatever. So these are all different brewing methods.
Yeah.
So the flare is unique in that it is a quote true espresso machine according to what they define espresso to be. Now I'm gonna say you're saying that the Nespresso, I have an espresso machine myself.
Okay.
Yeah. So the flare is cheaper. That's the draw. So because it's manual, it doesn't have any of the electric stuff and the pressure stuff that makes espresso machines expensive. So it's something I ordered mine for $140 US, which is less than the $200 US or the 300 to 500 of a real espresso machine that with the electric stuff.
Yeah.
So they're all different kinds of coffee. Espresso is much more concentrated.
It's closer to like an AeroPress or a mocha pot in terms of like, no, this is an analog thing. It doesn't have computers in it or anything like that. It's made out of affordable materials, and so it's not a grand.
No.
Yeah.
No. So there's that, and it's, and espresso in itself is, that's the thing that could be a show. So my journey to get here, because espresso is the scariest thing for a coffee nerd, and I've been I was a coffee rookie for maybe 6 years now. And I have been so intimidated by espresso machines. It took me a long time to gather the courage to dive into it. Mm-hmm. Because the advice is, if you're interested in espresso and you have the budget, but you have no interest in acquiring a hobby, just save your money and go to a coffee shop and get your espresso there. But yeah, so it took me long enough to... Yeah, leave it to the pros, which is not... It's not a snobby thing to say. It's perfectly logical. Like, but
people are good at the job.
Yeah, so I'm but I've been it was the courage and the excitement and the price and everything hit perfectly for me to order it last week, and yeah, I got it the other day, and I've been making espresso for 2 days now, and it took me a day to be happy with it, by the way. So this is why it could be a show, but I don't want it to be.
I did see your first Instagram story where you took a sip of it, and your face really told the whole story. I didn't even have the audio turned on when I was watching the story. I was just, you were just a silent film for me.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
your face of how, walk me through that moment if you can.
Okay, so that recording, my Instagram is on private, so I don't know how to put in the show notes. So let's just describe it. So that's
gone,
the second.
Right? It's a story. It's gone now. It's ephemeral, right? Yeah.
Oh, right. It's a story. You're right. So that was my second shot that I pulled. The thing about espresso, it's the finickiest way to brew coffee. Like, the finickiest. Like, frustratingly so. You have to have you have to be ready with a lot of patience to even get into it.
Yeah.
That was my second shot. It was the first one that looked okay. Like the drip and the drawdown from the press looked like a decent cup of espresso. But when I had it, it was sour and harsh, which means it was probably under extracted, which means that something was off, like a variable was off, like my grind was too coarse, or my heat, the heat of the water was not high enough, or the bed was uneven. It's a bunch of finicky things that I had to figure out how to adjust. I want to say that so when I tasted it, I was happy with how it looked, but it didn't taste right. So what I was trying to figure out was, okay, what do I need to adjust to get this closer to what I like? I want to say that on the first day, I attempted to make 9 cups of coffee over the course of 4 hours. And of the 9 or 8 cups, I think.
You were nice and relaxed after that, I'm assuming.
I didn't drink all of it. I didn't drink all of it. So, but see, it's a thing I was ready for. Like, I was preparing, I was gearing up all week, buying, I bought 2 bags of fresh coffee. Like, I had mentally prepared to clear my Sunday. Like, this is the thing I'm going to do today.
Yeah.
And at the end of it, I was a little happy with the result. But I don't know, I wasn't that happy with the result, but I was thrilled, Sawyer. It was so much fun. So today, finally, I got to cups of coffee I was happy with, which is why I decided to make one before the show. I'm awake. It's the evening. It's a nice, happy evening, but I just wanted to make one
because
I was happy with what I could make.
Yeah. So what time is it for you again? Just remind me. It's 8:30 p.m.
That's right. 8:30 p.m.
You had a shot of espresso about an hour ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Say half hour ago.
You're gonna be okay tonight.
Yeah, I guess I'm happy. That's what counts, right?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, happiness is all that matters.
Yeah. Let's find out in 4 hours. I hope I'm still happy, but happiness is happiness. Yeah.
Well, good. So you would recommend it?
No. It depends on who. I've known about this machine for years now. This maker for years now. You have to get to a point to really want one and know what you're getting into. Yeah. It's like if I ask you if I should buy an SLR tomorrow. I like pictures and taking pictures. Like, should I buy an SLR?
Well, this is a digital SLR. And in fact, it's not even... Right. I would say if anybody wants an SLR, I would say, no, don't buy one of those. Buy an iPhone. And take pictures with it. Or a Samsung Galaxy S23 Ultra.
Yeah.
I said that, right? Right. Yeah. Buy one of those. Take pictures with it for a few months. If you're happy with them, never think about this ever again.
Exactly. that's exactly what this is like.
Yeah, if you're not happy with them, then go shopping for a camera.
Right. That's exactly what it's like.
Yes.
Like, just go to Starbucks. If you're happy with Starbucks, you don't have to be unhappy with it.
Starbucks, there's no other steps.
No other steps. If you have a coffee maker at home, just do that. But you know, if it so it's like that. It's like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So just to quickly compare my thing. So I mostly use an AeroPress.
Mm-hmm.
Like I have a fairly good grinder, and I grind almost every time I make coffee.
Mm-hmm.
I keep like one day's worth of ground beans, but like most of the time it's freshly ground, and I use an AeroPress, and I make a cup of coffee, and I kind of don't think about it after that. Like, I've used my AeroPress enough that I'm used to it. I know how to, I know the timing well. I had a friend over the other day who asked for a cup of coffee, and I made her an AeroPress, and we were talking, and I accidentally just left it for 8 minutes. And she was like, "You were making me a cup of coffee." And I said, "I made you a terrible cup of coffee." So I'm going to make you a new one now. So 8 minutes is too long.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely too long. I love the AeroPress. That's my work coffee brewer.
Yeah, it's such a dependable, inexpensive, easy. Honestly, to me, it is once you're on board with, you can only make one cup of coffee at a time.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm the only person in the house who drinks coffee, so that's fine. Mm-hmm. But once you're there, it's really hard to get off the AeroPress. It's really hard to beat. Like, I have a mocha pot, and I enjoy making stuff with the mocha pot sometimes, but it's really finicky, and it doesn't make a cup of coffee. It makes, like, something a little bit more than a shot of espresso.
Right.
And we have these really lovely espresso cups that we got from Italy, and they're really nice, and I use them sometimes, but most of the time I really just want a cup of coffee from an AeroPress. And I'll give a quick 90-second review of this thing. This thing is it is a nice cup of coffee. Like, it's a nice non-brittle, like, and it's a good AeroPress cup. Like, it, like, you can plunge into this cup really well with an AeroPress. Like, it's
Sawyer's talking about He's talking about the Ember Mug.
Yeah, the Ember Mug.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Wait, sorry, let me turn it over so you can see the little light. There we go.
Right. Yeah. Right.
So the Ember Mug has it's not just a cup of coffee. So this little light is an indicator that there's a computer in there. And it's a fantastically dumb computer, because if there is two drops of liquid in this mug, it will keep this thing warm.
Hmm.
And sometimes it's annoying because you don't want those two drops to be warm, because it's in the sink and like two drops have come out of the tap and now it's heating them up. But if there's any liquid in this thing at all, it keeps it warm. And it keeps it warm, like off its little charging. It has a little charging pod. I don't know if it has a little charging pod. I love a proprietary connector, not USB-C. It keeps it off the pod. It's like an hour and a half. It keeps coffee warm on the pod all day long. And there's an app that does not work.
Oh, really?
At all. It works like once, and that's the hope that kills you, is that it will work once, and then it won't work again.
Well, after you set it once, like, isn't that it? Like, isn't that all you want from the Ember Mug?
No, because I'm not even wearing it right now, but I'm an Apple Watch dork. I like the data.
And
the app promises some data. So
right.
The app will update Apple Health when you've had coffee. Right. It remembers the type of coffee you like. So if you have AeroPress, it knows that. If you have espresso, it knows that. If you have tea, it knows that. You can put tea in here, like a coffee. Like it's right. And the AeroPress app, or sorry, not the AeroPress, the Ember Mug app is supposed to remember all those things and keep them at different temperatures. But it doesn't fucking work. So I have it at like coffee temperature and it just stays there and it seems to be fine. Right. Whatever the temperature is for the default thing of the Ember Mug seems to be fine for me. I'm not that fussy that I'm like, no, this is 5 degrees over. I'm not at that point. This is fine. As a basic thing with no computer in it, keeping coffee warm for longer is a good idea. Right. Because I don't know about you. I am the type of person who will take a little while to drink a cup of coffee. And so it will just cool down and, you know, so I it's good at that, but the app is so frustratingly disappointing that I can't really recommend it as a product either. So we both have fussy coffee things that we like and would not wish upon our worst enemies.
Yes, I understand. It's so funny because the option for me was an Ember Mug or an espresso maker, and I could not get over the idea that a thing that makes genuine espresso costs just as much as a mug that keeps coffee hot. Like, this was the Amazon sale last week. Like, it was this like 140 US, and I couldn't stomach the idea of buying. I mean, my mom and my brothers all own Ember Mugs. Like, my mom lives in a higher altitude city, and it's colder there, so it makes sense. I'm over here in Manila, and it's hot, so it's not gonna be as helpful to me. It's a really cool gadgety thing, though. And it earns points with me for being a thing that was sold in Apple stores for a while, but.
Can I give a John Syracusian style critique of this thing, though?
Please. Okay. Please do. Okay. Go.
So, where do you keep your coffee mugs?
My coffee mugs?
Yeah.
Some cupboard. One or two cupboards.
Cupboard. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. It makes sense to put them away.
Yes, it does. It does make sense to put them away. So why don't you put your Ember Mugs away?
I do put it away by habit, but that's not really what you're supposed to do. when you're done with the mug and you've washed it and dried it and everything, you're supposed to put it back on the fucking charging thing.
On the charge. Have it on display by itself.
Which is in my bedroom in my office desk. Which is a weird place to put a mug.
Right.
So
maybe you should put the charging puck near the sink and just use it.
Oh, so now I've got another electronics in the sink for me and no one else.
No one else. This is you.
No one else. No one else wants this. So, yeah, like, so yeah, that's my, and when I realized that, I was like, this is such a John Syracuse thought of just like, this mug is in the wrong place.
Mm-hmm.
And can't be in the right place, because if I put it in the cupboard with the other mugs, it's dying.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Its battery is withering away, sitting with all the other dead mugs.
Mm-hmm.
Like the dumb phone mugs that I have. this is a smart mug. It's not a dumb mug.
That's a smart mug.
It has to live
right
in a special place.
Right.
That is ultimately right. why I wouldn't be like, because you might not have a spot for that in your house.
Mm.
Right? Mm. Not everyone just has, like, more space they can fill up with dinguses.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And it's not even, like, it's not like an extra cable or something. It's a mug.
It's a mug. Like, with a coaster.
Yeah. The coast can't stack anything under it or over it.
No.
It has to have a space.
Yeah.
For it. Yeah.
Yeah. Like maybe if there was just like a USB-C port on the side of it, maybe that would be different.
Right.
Right.
You know, what I saw in my Amazon adventure last week was a bunch of non-Ember branded but compatible coasters.
Oh, you might. There's an ecosystem for this, I guess, eh?
Right. So maybe you might want to buy a coaster and just leave it in your cupboard.
What would be the other problem I have for me is like, okay, when I thought about this, I was like, okay, well, I can just turn it off, right? That will keep the battery from dying. Not really. That's not really how it works. There is an off button, but it's like it's on the bottom and it's so difficult and it doesn't really want to. Maybe I got a bad one. I don't know. But like, I did not pay full price for this. This was so the American chain Nordstrom came up to Canada a few years ago and tried to sell us stuff that wasn't as good as what they have in Nordstrom for more money than what they charge at regular Nordstrom. This is American brands do this to Canadians sometimes. And somehow it didn't work. And they started to close all their stores down. And
somehow.
And so at all of our big malls have a Nordstrom that's closing and is selling stuff. And they're, bless them, they're selling everything. They're selling, like, the fixtures on the walls and stuff. Like, people are remodeling houses based on what they can get, like, desks and shelving out of the store. So
that's great.
And so they were selling Ember mugs for, like, I got mine for, like, 80 Canadian dollars.
Nice.
Yeah.
So nice. I
walked by it and I was like, I'm not even thinking about this purchase.
Yep.
Yeah.
I would do the same. For 80 US, Ember mug is it's a great product for 80 US. 80, for 140. 80,
that's like 50 US.
50 US, that's a great product for 50 US.
Yeah, no complaints.
Yeah,
so if you
no
can
complaints.
Get one, if you can get one for 50 US and understand that the app will not work, buy it.
Mm-hmm. Those are our recommendations for today's episode.
I wonder, will I get a thread from the Ember Company going, "We're sorry you're experiencing difficulties. I don't want to hear about it. I don't want help. I'm fine with it."
You should preemptively block them when we post this on Threads.
I should.
I will tag the Flair Espresso Company, though. Like, I will,
okay.
Like, hey.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
We talked about you.
Yeah.
That's what I'm gonna do.
Yeah. So we're half an hour in.
Right.
I think actually the play here is to cap this episode and maybe talk about Zelda on the next episode, which, I mean, we might want to just record it now.
Sure.
But then,
sure, let's do it.
Split the episode. So for people watching this episode, there is a Zelda episode coming. It'll be the next episode.
Mm.
But this felt like a topic.
And
it might be. This feels like a You Chose Poorly topic.
Oh, for sure. But I feel like if... Like just so I say it, like if it is officially a You Chose Poorly topic, I will say that there's so much more to talk about. It's a lot. There's a lot, not a lot of stuff, but there's a lot that goes into it that I find, I can imagine a lot of people won't find interesting, but I find very interesting. That goes like, what kind of person would do this? That's the sort of stuff I like thinking about, so, or that we like talking about, is what I mean.
I think
so. Yeah, but and there's a lot to it. I think we barely scratched the surface, but I think we can put a cap to it. The Flare Espresso thing is great, the Ember thing is great for $50, and
I think it's
that should be it.
Get it on sale. I think the regular price tag is a little high for what it is.
So if we're putting a cap to it, I will say, if anyone is interested, I do recommend you buy, or you can deep dive into YouTube if you're like you don't like reading and you'd rather watch things. Go into James Hoffman's YouTube channel. Spend 2 days watching his stuff. But if you don't like that and you like reading, you can buy his book, How to Brew the Best Coffee at Home, something like that. It's in the show notes. I'll add it to the show notes. It's honest and clear, and it's not trying to dupe you into buying anything.
Mm.
It just helps you get into the, or figure out the right mindset you need to be in to brew any of those kinds of coffee.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I've had it for a while. I've been into his channel for a while, and it took me 5 years to decide to get an espresso maker.
Yeah.
I don't think it was inevitable. It's a choice, and I'm happy with it, and I'm lucky that I'm happy with it, but I can imagine an alternate universe where I wouldn't be. So that's what I recommend. Read the book, think about it again.
Sure.
And yeah, that's what I think.
Good. Okay, awesome. What other things? Because the only thing I can really think of about coffee and, like, is it worth the effort is, like, I sometimes with nerdery stuff I go, like, is it worth the effort for me, but it's taking away from the people around me?
Mm.
You know? Like mm-hmm. am I, like, investing my time and energy into this nerdy thing, and then the people around me are going, what is wrong with this maniac?
Right.
Or are they going, no, it's just like a thing you like, it's fine,
mm-hmm.
right? It's not my mm-hmm. thing, but it's fine. Or are they like, I am impressed and blown away by mm-hmm. your interest level and expertise in this topic, right? Like, it's,
mm-hmm.
right, those are kind of the three ways they can go externally. And I think with coffee, for the most part, it is the first one of like, this level of fussiness is slightly concerning, and I will talk
mm-hmm.
about it with other people in that way.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Right. Right. 100%. I'm lucky to have friends who are I guess they're either pretend to share in my excitement or they're tolerant. But also, that's also why we have an espresso machine. So if we have friends who don't care, I wouldn't step away for 20 minutes to say, here's coffee. I would just say, you guys want coffee? Nespresso? Pop, boom. There's your coffee. So it depends on the crowd.
If you're making espresso for friends, you've got some friends over,
mm-hmm.
are you offering to do the big flare pull every time for all of them?
I haven't had friends over since I got the flare thing, but yes, I would. It depends on the friends. But, you know, because...
depends on the friend.
Depends on not how special they are. I mean, how much patience they would have for this sort of thing. You know, because if I'm gonna make a good faith offer, it should be about the end product. I would be offering, would you like a cup of espresso? Would you like a full cup of coffee? And not about, would you like to watch me for 10 to 15 minutes do the thing? Yeah. Like, I wouldn't, I don't think I'd be able to knowingly do that.
So you haven't made a list of your friends and you've gone flair worthy. Not
Yeah, well, I didn't write it down, but it's somewhere in my brain.
It's up there. It's percolating.
Percolating. Hey. Coffee pun.
All right. We'll see you guys next time for a Zelda episode. I'm sorry this happened.
Zelda. See ya.